solid. So it says here in Tesvav that in the 17th year the 27th year of Yerovam, so you have Azariah ben Amatzia Melech Yehuda. So that's, as we said on our sheet, he's called Uziah Melech Yehuda. And the prophet says he was 16 years old when he became king. 52 years he was king. He did the Yosher ben Yashem. Rak habamus leisaru. However, like we said, back to the problem of the bamus. Now, in between pasuk dal and pasuk hey is a whole story. So in Divrei Hayamim it tells us that Vayasa Yashabene Hashem. It sounds like from the pasuk, I'm not sure exactly, but it sounds like even at Ruach HaKadosh, it sounds like it was in a very high madrega. It says the lashon over there, Vayhi Lidrei Shalikim B'mei Zechariyo HaMeivin B'rei Shalikim. Now, Divrei Hayamim, we give him a third name called Zechariyo. He has a third name, this Uziyo, had three names. Azariyo, Uziyo, and Zechariyo. But it says over there, he was Lidrei Shalikim, HaMeivin B'rei Shalikim. He understood the Ruach HaKadosh. It sounds like he had Ruach HaKadosh. And it says over here that he went out and he fought against the Plishtim, and he was very victorious against the Plishtim. Hashem helped him. Then it says, "Vayelach Shmoy Adavay Mitzrayim Kehetzik Alamayla." He really reached a very high level in his career, so to speak, as king. His name went out, was very famous. And then the pasuk says, "Vayiven Uziyo Migdalim Yerushalayim." I think there's a song or something based on this pasuk. Can't figure out exactly why anyone chose this pasuk, but Vayiven Uziyo Migdalim Yerushalayim. Uziyo built towers in Yerushalayim, all different places. He was mechazik Yerushalayim, and he fortified it. And the pasuk goes through all different things he built, and his army, and so on and so forth. And then, unfortunately, says the pasuk, uchechez kasoi, when he got very strong, gava libay ad lahashkis vayimo basham. He became a big balgaiva ad lahashkis until the level of destruction. Vayimo bahashem alekav. What did he do wrong? Vayavay al heichal Hashem. He came into the Beit HaMikdash, to the heichal of Hashem. Lahaktir al mizbach haktayus. He decided he's going to bring Ktayrus on the Mizbech. Vayavay achrav Azaryo HaKoyen. Azaryo HaKoyen came after him. And with him came 80 Kayhanim Lashem. And they stood there and they said, Loi lecha Uziyo lahaktir Lashem. You're the Melech. The Melech is not supposed to be bringing Karbonus Ketiris Hashem. Ki la Kehanim b'nei Aroin. That's job for Kehanim. Say min HaMikdash. Go out of the Beis HaMikdash. V'loi lecha lecha v'me Hashem alekim. This is something very wrong, they told him. This is not what you should be doing. A person on your level should not be now going and trying to act as a Kayan and bring Makter Ketiris in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayizaf Uziyo, he got very angry. Uviyadi Mikteris Lakti, he was about to do it. He had in his hands the shovel with the Keteris in it to pour on the coals of the Mizbeach. Uvizapayim HaKehanim, and as he's getting angry at the Kehanim, Vatsaras Zorcha V'mitzchay. And all of a sudden, it sprouted forth on his forehead, Saras. Lifnei HaKayanim, it happened in front of everyone, Beveis Hashem, in the Beit HaMikdash. So he became a Metzaira. So this week's Farsha, he became a Metzaira. Last week's Farsha was not the Menaviyah, but Makhtar Keteris. This week's Farsha is Saras. He was being bound to be Makhtar Keteris, he got Saras. So Vayifen Elav Azaryo Kayin Harayish, Azaryam was the Kayin Harayish, I guess it was the Kayin Gadol, and all the Kayhanim, and they see, V'hinehu Mitzayra V'mitzcha, he has Saras on him. Vayavilu Misham, now he's Tameh, he can't be Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash. So they quickly pushed him out of the Beit HaMikdash. V'gamu nitzchak latzeis, and don't think he had to be pushed. He also went quickly out. He understood something went wrong here. He had tzaraas, and he was afraid of more. He was afraid if he's going to stay there, tzaraas might just be the beginning. He might never make it out of there. So he also ran out of there. Ki nigoy Hashem, because Hashem had struck him. And that's what we have here by us in Pasuk Hey, by Yinaga Hashem es HaMelech. That's the whole story in Malachim. And Hashem brought tzaraas to the Melech. And the Pasuk says by us, and it says it over there too, by Yihi Mitzayra Ajay Maisai, he remained the Mitzayra Ajay Maisai, by Yeshev Beveit HaChavshis, but since he was a Mitzayra, so he wasn't allowed in Yerushalayim. We know a Mitzayra is not allowed in Yerushalayim. So they made him, he lived in the Beit HaChavshis. What's a Beit HaChavshis? It's a house in the place where people are chavshi, they're free. Where are people chavshi? It's a cemetery, a Beit HaKvaris. Chavshi min ha-mitzvahs. Mesim are called chavshi min ha-mitzvahs. They're free from mitzvahs. They're not able to do mitzvahs. So they built him a house. This is where he's tamei. No one's allowed to be with him. Badan Yeshev, it says in Parashas Mitzayra. He stays in a tamei place. So he stayed near in the Beit HaKvaris. They built him a house there. And that's where he remained all his days. And while till he died, Yosam ben HaMelech al-Abayis, his son, Yosam, Shoyved es HaMaretz, ruled the rest of his father's life, because his father was outside in the Beit HaKvaris. Yeah?
So, two questions. One technical question. Which parak in Devarim Yamim is the story?
Chavav.
And Aleph
Beis. Beis. I think the Beis.
Okay, and then, is there any significance that Azar Yahuwah Kohen basically has one of the Melech's three names?
I don't know. I didn't see anyone talk about it. Yeah?
So, where was
Noah? Yerushalayim.
So,
yes. Mitzrayim is not allowed to be in Yerushalayim. What?
Yes, Rabbi.
Yeah. He never became Torah from the Tzaraas. Now, why did he get Tzaraas? So, so the Radak brings down a Medrash that it says by Kairach. Kairach argued on the Kohuna. He fought against the Kohuna, and it says over there, Kasher Diber Hashem Biyad Moshe. It says that no one should fight anymore against the Kohuna after the story of Kairach. Kasher Diber Hashem Biyad Moshe. Chazal say Biyad Moshe is a very funny lashon. You say Hashem spoke to Moshe. What's in the hands of Moshe? So Chazal say it's a remez. Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he have on his hand in Mitzrayim when he spoke against Klal Yisrael? He got tzaraas. So it's a remez that anyone who's chaylek ala kahuna, what happened to Yad Moshe will happen to them. Someone who's chaylek ala kahuna, yilke b'tzaraas. Uzio came here, and he approached Anshei v'kahuna. He wants to be he was the melech, a melech who can't be the kayin, so therefore, he got tzaraas.
He was
taking something that belongs to Kahuna for himself. That's enough to call being Chaylik Ala Kahuna. You're right, he's not fighting against them, but he's doing what he's not supposed to do.
So just because he all of a sudden became a bad guy, that's what will cause him?
Yeah. And that and it's this is there's an issue for the Melech to be the Kayin. There's an issue for Kahanim to be a Melech too. And the Kashmanaim, that was the reason they were destroyed, because they took the Malchus, they belonged to Kahuna. Everyone's supposed to be where they're supposed to be. If you start encroaching on the different jobs in Klal Yisrael, it makes trouble. Now, so he was Beveit HaChavshis, so we said B'Shem Rashi, that's the Beit HaKvaris. The Radak brings another Pshat B'Shem Chazal, that Malchus, we think of Malchus, royalty, as like a very exciting and Bachavadika thing. However, Malchus, especially in Klal Yisrael, says Chazal, is an Avoida. It's a big job. Sharei Tzarek Los is called Ma'as Amalav. You're responsible for the people. And you have to listen to the people. And you have to hear what's going on. And you have to judge. And you can't wake up one morning and say, I'm not in the mood today. I don't want to do it. People are waiting. Klal Yisrael is waiting for the king to rule over them. So Malchus is Abdus, says Chazal. Malchus is really, you're a melech, but you're a slave. You're a slave to the people. So when he got Saras and he was out alone in his house, he was free from this Abdus. He was free from the Malchus. That's why it's called Beit HaChavshis. It's not saying where the place is. Wherever he was outside the city, he was now free because he was not the king. He was free from that yoke of being the king. So that was the end of Uzziyo. The Yasser Dibra Azaryo, here we call Mazaryo, Vachalashasa, that's in Dibra Yonamach Yehuda, Vishka Bazar Mavaisov, and they buried Mir David, Vayimlach Yosef Mayetakhtov, and Yosef his son, who was taking care of things for a while beforehand, became the king. Yeah?
So in Pesach Hey, when it says Yosef Benamalach Alabayat, Shoked us on the earth, does that mean that Yosef was ruling at that time?
Also? He was running it. His father was still the king, his father was alive, but he was running the show because his father was. But he wasn't officially the Melech until his father died. And then Mishnah Shleishu Mishmayin Shalom Azar Melech Yudah Melech Zechayo Ben Yeravam Ha'Yisrael V'Shayim Mimshishach Hadashim. So if you look at the paper, so we're in Yosef in Malch Yehuda, we just did Uzziah and Yosef. Now next to Uzziah we have over there Yeravam and Yosef, who we had before, and now the next king is Zechariah. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kings in the Malchus Yisrael in the same time as there is in the time of Uzziah. So, in his time, we have now going Zechayo ben Yeravam, Vayas HaRav ben Yashem, Kashos HaVaisav, he wasn't good, Chatis Yeravam ben Nevat, Vayik Shalom Shalom ben Yavish, and now there was a rebellion. The next king is Shalom. Shalom ben Yavish rebelled against him, and he killed him. He hit him in front of the people. In other words, in public, he hit him by Mise and he killed him. And he took the Malucha from him. Now, who Dvar Hashem Asher Dibel Yael Leimar? This was the Kiyom of the Dvar Hashem. What did Hashem tell Yehu? Tenei Revi'im Yeshuvu Lecha Kisei Yisrael. He told them, Eschar, for what you did, you can have 4 generations of kings, even if they're not necessarily going in the right way, Vayichein, even though they don't go in the right path, but you're going to be Zaycha to 4 generations of kings. So, we have here, Yehu was number one, and Yayachas was his, Yehu was Yehu, then he had Yayachas as number one, Yayash is number two, Yeravam ben Yayash is number three, and Zechariah was Dar number four. They were Ben Achar Ben from Yehu, and even though none of them were good, but we had all the way back before Hashem said Bidvar Hashem, because Yehu killed out the family of Achav, etc. So therefore he was Zaycha that he's going to have the Malchus for 4 generations, even though they weren't Roy. The minute that 4th generation was up, it didn't go to his son. Now there was a rebellion. Someone else popped in the picture. Shalom came and took it over. That was the end of Yehu's Malchus. And as the Pasuk points out to us, this was the Dvar Hashem, that there should be 4 generations, by Yichain, and that's what happened. Shalom ben Yavesh killed Zechariah here. Zechariah ben Yerav. Now, now Pasuk Gimel, Shalom ben Yavesh was the king in the 39th year of Uzziah. We're still in Uzziah's days. Vayal Menachem ben Gadi mitirza. Now he was only king for 1 month. Vayimlech Yerach Yamin b'Shaimah. It was not a very long melucha. 1 month. On the page it has one chaydish. Zechariah was 6 chadashim. Shalom was 1 chaydish, and then Menachem ben Gadi came, and he killed him. And he became the king. V'yatzer d'Yerushalayim v'kishra asher kashrin and k'suvim al sefer d'Yirei Yom l'malchus Yisrael. Okay. What?
Who was he? Menachem ben Gadi.
I don't know. Someone who rebelled and, you know.
Didn't you have some
people? No, you're in the back in the wrong Malucha. We switched back to Malchus Yisrael.
So,
that was in Malchus Yehuda.
Right.
Right? Now we're on the other side. We're in Malchus Yisrael.
So this was a different
Sakhaya
than this
Yehuda? Right, yes, totally different,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
These kings are telling each other they're
I can't imagine what's Tu L'Shem Shemayim. I don't know.
Sounds
like the Middle Ages, right? It doesn't sound like Jewish, yeah. Yeah?
Is there a reason that the first time Shalom's name appears up there?
I'm sure there is, but I don't know. I don't know. There's very few Mefarshim here that explain anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, now we have where are we? Pasuk Tezayin. Oz Yaakov Menachem es Tiftach v'skol asher bo. So now we have this King Menachem here, who took over Menachem ben Gadi, and he went and he destroyed Tiftach v'skol asher bo v'zgvula mitirzo kilei pasach v'yach, and he went to the city. The city Tiftach. He went. Kilay Pasach, because they didn't want to be makabel him as the king. Kilay Pasach, they didn't open the door for him. He went around and he made a rebellion here, so now he has to go make sure that everybody's with him. So he's going around to different cities. One city says, we're not interested in you. So he went and he destroyed them. Vayach. Eitz kol harisa bikeha, and he destroyed the city, and all the pregnant women he chopped up. Wasn't a pretty sight. He did. So now the Malbim explains that he did many things that were connected at Taira here. He wasn't doing this, I guess, L'shem Shemayim. So he says, number one, the halacha is when Klal Yisrael fights a war, you're not allowed to surround the city from all four sides. You always have to leave a fourth side open for them to escape. That's a halacha and Hilchos Milchama.
Is that only in between, like, Israel war?
No, even by Goyim, I think. There might be a machlaikis about it, but I think even by Goyim. Over there, then the Parsha Shaitim, Kitzatzer, literally, Hilakim Allah, over there the Mefarshim talk about it. Ramban over there talks about all the details of why the halacha is like that. Depends. I think there's a machlaikis if it's in every war, but there's for sure such a concept. That's number one. Number two is, the Rambam says b'feirish that when you fight a war, especially with Klal Yisrael, you don't kill nashim v'taf. It's not that there's a war; you kill warriors. It's halachas of war. You're allowed to have a war, and you can't say, "Well, I'm not allowed to kill someone." And hilchos milchama is milchama, but to stam to be achzarim to go kill out nashim v'taf, that's a amalek type of war. That's not a regular war. The Rambam says b'feirish that's aser. So the way the Malbim learns the pasuk is that he went and he killed out Tifsach v'skal asher bo v'zgvula mitirzo ki lai fasach, not because the city didn't open its doors. Ki lai fasach means because he didn't leave an opening for them to live. See, we're trying to, even when we have a war against the Goyim, we still would rather not kill them totally out, even if we have to take over their city. Let them have one direction to escape from, and finish, let them run away. We'll still get the city. If our point is to capture land, and not just to destroy them. It's not Mohammed's mitzvah of Shiva of the Zayin Amnon here, of Leitzachaya Kal Neshama. He wants land, take the city. That's why there's Allah in the Torah. When you fight against the city, first you have a karat elal l'shalim. Let's see, do they want to be makabel? Do they want to be your servants or not? So one of the things of karat elal l'shalim is you have to leave them a way out. So he didn't do that. The reason, so he destroyed them totally, kilay fasa. He didn't leave them a way out. So that's number one, that's keneged halacha. And not only that, va'eitz kol harisa bikeya. And another thing he did was he went and he killed the Nashim V'taf. That's also connected to Torah. So he did these two things here. The Pasuk is pointing out that they were connected what the Lashon of the Malbim is. Neged Chukei HaMelchama, V'neged Das Yisrael. It's neged the laws of war, And number two, it's neged Das Yisrael, it's neged what the Torah tells us to do. So I guess what the Navi wants to just show us here who he was. So in one snapshot of this city, we see exactly that he wasn't such a big tzaddik over here.
This
was Menachem. Menachem had more than 1 month. Menachem had 10 years. This king before him had 1 month. That's what it says here in the next pasuk. He malach Menachem etzushan and b'sharnun. Vayatzaro b'ene Hashem. He continued doing bad. This Menachem leisar v'chatzis yirav menavat, so on and so forth. Pasuk yitzes. Ba pul malach asher al aretz. Now at this time, Pul Malach Asher came. Vayitem Menachem lePul Elaf Kikar Kesef, and Menachem promised Pul Malach Asher 1,000 Kikar Kesef. Liyos Yadav Ito LaHaktzik Hamamlocha BiYadav. He wanted an ally here. He wanted an ally to make sure that his kingdom is secure. So who did he get as an ally? He got the Malach Asher. And he paid him 1,000 kikar kesef, that anytime he needs his help, he'll help him out in securing his melucha. Vayayitza Menachem is a kesef al Yisrael, al kol gibir achai, lost us the Malach Asher. What did he do it? He didn't take out of his own storehouses, out of his own coffers. He went around to Klal Yisrael, to all of the gibari chayil, all of the warriors, and he was mechayiv them each to give 50 shekel kesef lishachad, 50 shekel kesef each person, and the mela, that money that was used for the 1,000 kikar kesef to pay off Melech Asher, vayosha Melech Asher v'loya mecham marit. He gave him the money and he went back home. Which the Radak says he really didn't keep his end of the bargain. I don't know exactly what the bargain was, but the deal was he wanted him to be mechazik the mamlocha biyadai. Now I would think that's not a one-time thing. I would think that's a continuous thing. I pay you 1,000 kesef. Whenever I need you, you'll help me out. But it sounds like he helped him out a little bit. He got his money, and that's it. He went and took his money, and he went home, and he left him on his own.
Paul went home?
Paul went home, yeah. The Yasser Divrei Menachem is in Sefer Divrei Yom Lamalchei Yisrael. Vayishkav Menachem Avaisav. Now Menachem dies, and Pekachya Benoit Tachtav, his son Pekachya, becomes the king. We're still in the days of Uziah or Azariah and Malach Yehuda. We have Pekachya. So this is the 5th king in Malchus Yisrael in the same amount of time that Uziah was the Malach over Yehuda. The Malach Yisrael were not acting appropriately, and that's it. And it was a 1-2-3 job with that. Vayatzar Ben Yashem, he continued Minig Avaisav, so on and so forth. Loisar Mechatzis Yisrael Menavot Shechtes Yisrael. Now what goes around comes around. Vayikshalav Pekach Ben Rimal Yo Shalishay. He had an officer whose name was Pekach Ben Rimal Yo. Pekach Ben Rimal Yo decided to rebel against him. And he went and he hid him in Shimron in the palace of the king, the Arman of the Beit HaMelech. There were two warriors, one was named Argoi and the other one's name was Aryeh.
They were
warriors, yeah. And they came with Pekah. They were his two guys. With another 50 people. By Yemiseo, they walked into the palace. They killed him. They killed Pekahyo. Vayimlech Tachtav. And Pekah, Ben Rimalyo, now became the king. The rest of the Pekahya is in the Rayat Malach Yisrael. It was still, like we said, this was now in the 52nd year of Azariah. This was the end of Azariah of Uziyo's Malchus, is when Pekah took over. And he was 20 years the Malach. He is going to be one of the last kings here, as you can see on the sheet, in Malchus Yisrael. Vayatzar Avinu Hashem, L'Sar Michat Tzajam Menavot, so on and so forth. Bimei Pekach Mal Yisrael, in his days, bought Tiglath Pileser Melech Asher. Tiglath Pileser Melech Asher came, and he fought against Malchus Yisrael. He took Eon, Avel, all these cities here in Pasuk Chavtes, Kolaretz Naphtali, Vayaglein Ashura. So this was the galus of Reuven, Gad, and Chatzishevet Menashe. This is it. This is the beginning of the galus of Aseres HaShvatim, and the first ones to go into galus were Reuven, Gad, and Chatzishevet Menashe. Chazal Darsh in the Pasuk somewhere that says, that says that they took Nachla first, so they went into Galus first. Reuven, Gad, and Chatzishev and Menashe took Nachla Me'ever LeYarden. They were the first ones in Klal Yisrael who got their Nachla before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they went into Galus first. And this is what happened here: that Tiglath Pileser Melech Asher came, and he took all these cities, and Vayaglei Mashura.
He was
an Al-Bashar, right? Well, he was a Malach Asher, yeah. So he sent him into Galus. Okay. Vayikshar Kasher Hashem ben Ela. Now, the last king in Malchus Yisrael was Hashem ben Ela, and he rebelled against Pekach ben Remayo, Vayakehu, Vayimiseo, Vayim Leftachto, Vishnatesim, Liyosim ben Uziya. Now the last king is Hashem ben Ela, he comes and he rebels against Pekach, he kills him, and he becomes the king, he'll be king for 9 years. V'yasad Ibe Pekach, you find that in Malchus Yisrael. And that's at the moment the end of Malchus Yisrael. We'll still get back to them as we see the goals of Aseret HaShvatim. But as we move back to the other side, to the next column, to Malchus Yehuda, the pasuk says over here, "Vishnash time lepekach ben Rama Yisrael Malch Yosam and Uziah Malch Yehuda." This was Yosam that we mentioned before. Uziah was the we had Saras. Yosam was ruling over when his father died. He then became the king. What was his story? What was Yosam's story? So he was Ben Esri Michal Mishana Ibn Malcha. He's 25 years. He was the king. He did the Yasher Beini Hashem like a Melech in Yehuda is supposed to do. Just like his father Uziyah did. Now it's interesting to see this, that the Torah, the Navi, says Yasher Beini Hashem like Uziyah Aviv. Uziyah Aviv at the end went off. He didn't go off totally, but he tried to bring Ketiris. He got Saras for the rest of his days. And yet, but most of his melucha, he was actually a yashar. He actually did the proper thing. He was mechazik Yerushalayim. There was no avay zara, etc., etc. And his son here, Yosam, did the same thing. Ra kabamis loisaru, like we said, this was rampant throughout Malchus Yehuda. The bamis that they brought karbanis Hashem on bamis, that still happened. Oydam is afkim mekashim on bamis, and hubane shar beis Hashem elyeh. Now he rebuilt. There was a connection between the Beit HaMikdash and the palace of the Melech. If you remember all the way back when whoever that king was, they took him out of the... who was it? The one that was in the Kadesh Kedashim all those years? Who? What? Yayash? It was Yayash, yeah, Yayash. That was in the Kadesh HaKadoshim. So the way they made him the king was, they took him through with the all armed and surrounded with the guards from the Beit HaMikdash through the door to the Beit HaMalchus. So there was a connection between the two. It seems it had broken down or something like that. And the pasuk says, "Hu bana shar Beit Hashem Elyon." He built up. He rebuilt this connection between the shar, between the Beit Hashem and the Beit HaMalchus. The Yasser Divrei Yosam, everything else he did, is in Divrei Yom Limach Yehuda. By Yom Imahem, now in those days, towards the end of his life, Heichal Hashem Lashliach B'Yehuda Ritzin Melech Aram Bez Pekach Ben Remalyo. Pekach is still alive at this point, even though he already died in our other story, but he's still alive here. And at this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu began Lahashliach, means to incite against Yehuda two kings, Ritzin Melech Aram, Ritzin, who was the king of Aram, and Pekach Ben Remalyo, meaning the Melech of Yisrael, was also starting up with Malchus Yehuda. So Malchus Yehuda had two problems going on at the end of the days of Yaisam. Number one, Melech Aram is making trouble for them, and also the Melech of Yisrael is making trouble for them. Now, they didn't make a lot of trouble yet. This is just the beginning. In the next king, in the next parak, we'll see the trouble that they really made. But it started at the end of his days. Pasuk Lamechet, he died. He's buried. Vayimloch Achaz b'noi tachtav, and now his son Achaz becomes the king. This was still, the pasuk continues, in the days of Pekah, like we just said. Achaz became the king. He was 20 years old. He was king for 16 years. And by him it says, every once in a while we get a melech from Yehuda who does not follow his father's footsteps. And here, this next king, Achaz, as we go down the list, the pasuk says, Loi asa hayasher b'nei Hashem. And instead, vayelech b'derech malchi Yisrael. He went in the ways of derech malchi Yisrael, avodah zarah again in Malchus Yehuda. V'gamis b'noi hever b'esh. There's an avodah zarah called the Mailach. The Mailach is where, like, is exactly what you do, but pashup shad is, person takes his children and throws them into a fire, so that's avodah zarah. So, Gamis Benoi Hever Ba'esh, he did that. Kisaya Ba'zagayim Asher Hirish Hashem Ha'itam Ifnei Bnei Yisrael. Like the disgusting abominations of the Goyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chased them away. Klai Yisrael inherited Eretz Canaan because they're not supposed to follow in these Toyevites. Unfortunately, he did. Ba'izabeach Ba'ikater Ba'bomis Ba'legvois, and he brought carbonis, and he was makter things, and he burned things, and the Ba'mois, and on the Gvois. And now these are not the Ba'mois of to Hashem. This is avodah zarah. B'sachas kolayt ranan. Anytime we talk about avodah zarah, where is avodah zarah? Gvois on the high places. B'sachas kolayt ranan, and under all the tall trees. And even the Torah talks about this. In Parshas, whatever it is, in Hey, in those in that neighborhood, because the Prophet says, "Come to Eretz Yisrael and go destroy all of avodah zarah." Where the avodah zarah? On the gvois, the high places, the sachas kolayt ranan. It's always by the big trees, and the pshat is very simple, because why is it that avodah zarah is always by these high places, these prominent things? Because avodah zarah really has nothing to it. And avodah zarah, by definition, is really sheker. You have to dress it up. You have to dress it up with things that are chashuv, that are next to it. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah? He gave us the Torah in the Midbar. There's nothing there. It was a desolate place. Because the Torah doesn't need any pomp and circumstance to give it excitement, to give it beauty. It's inherently beautiful. It brings the beauty to the desolate places. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and give the Torah in a place, it's a beautiful place, so you lose focus on the Torah and you're busy focusing on the postcard picture, right? You're busy focusing on the beauty around it. So Adrav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to this desolate place, Tal Midbar, he gave us the Torah there. Once we left Har Sinai, there was nothing left Har Sinai. Har Sinai is not a nice place now. Har Sinai is not a place that is a beautiful place. There's nothing left. The Torah gave the beauty because the Torah is beautiful. Avodah Zarah is kulei sheker. Avodah Zarah has to be dressed up. And it's dressed, so therefore, where did they make the Avodah Zarahs? They didn't make an Avodah Zarah in a midbar. Avodah Zarah was always in a place that already a person looks at it and looks at the, you know, you look at a big, gigantic mountain. See, you see beauty, you see splendor, you see grandeur, you see something, and it's fall from it. So once you're being dispelled, so they put an Avodah Zarah there also, so that a person should have to dress up the avodah zarah. Kolayt ranan, you have these big majestic trees. You put an avodah zarah there to dress up the avodah zarah. because Avodah Zarah in itself has nothing to it, so you have to dress it up. So that is why the Avodah Zarah is always by the Gvois and the Eitz Rana. It's always in these already majestic places, because it needs something, it needs the fanfare, it needs all the dress up, because it itself is really has nothing to it. So that's why the Pasuk in the Torah and in the Navi always talks about Avodah Zarah in these high places. So he was serving Avodah Zarah there. So of course, what happens when you serve Avodah Zarah? Says the Pasuk, Oz Yala Ritzin Malach Haram, Mufakach Ben Ramalyo Malach Yisrael, Yerushalayim LaMelchama. Now as we always say, Oz, that means there usually was a story in between. And there was a story in between. What actually happens here was, in Divrei Yamin it says, a very long story, that first Aram came and fought against Malchus Yehuda, and he kabahem makarabah, and they really hit them very hard. Melech Yisrael came on his own, and he also hit them very hard. It seems now, to throw in, we have here Malachim and Divrei Yamim. If you go to Yeshaya, what are you learning now? Yeshaya Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah, okay. When you learn Yeshaya, in Parak Zion, it says over there in Nebuah, when Ritzin, Melech, Aram, and Pekach ben Remalyo are coming, and Yerushalayim, there's a Nebuah from Yeshaya there, to the king, that he should do tshuva. Whatever, it's a long Nebuah over there. Parak Zion in Yeshaya. So it seems from over there, says the Malbim, that Aram and Melech Yisrael on their own tried to capture Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the capital, so if you really want to dethrone the king, you go to Yerushalayim. Each of them on their own tried, they were not able to. Then in our pasuk, Oz Yale Ritzim Melech Melech Yisrael Yerushalayim Melchama. Then they joined forces together to try to capture Yerushalayim, and that's our pasuk. They came together by Yatsura Alachas, and they tried to, and they laid siege to Achaz, meaning to Yerushalayim. But they were not able to win the war. Even together, they were not able to capture Yerushalayim. And that's what Yeshayahu over there is, that's Nebuah is talking about. Yeshayahu says, don't be afraid, it says like those two hails of fire, something like that, and it's a whole mashal over there, and he tells them not to be afraid. But they inflicted a lot of damage. Vayisahi, Heshev Ritzin Melech Aram, Es Eilat, La Aram. Now remember, long before, Uziah had gone and recaptured Eilat and brought it to Klal Yisrael, and now Ritzin Melech Aram took it back. Vayinashel Yehudim Eilat, and he threw out the Jews from there. Vaadaimim, it should say Bo Eilat. It had originally belonged to Edom, so he gave it back to the Edom. Vayeshu Sham Adayim Azeh, and it belongs to them Adayim Azeh. So he has a problem here, Aram and Melech Yisrael. So he's looking for an ally. So what does he do? He sends a message to Tiglath Pileser Melech Asher. So he sends them a message and he says, Avdecha uvinchani, I'm your servant and your son. I'm having trouble. I need an ally. Come, help me. Of course, no one does anything for free. He took all the money from the Beis Hashem and from the Beis HaMelech, and he sent it to Melech Asher as Shaykhah. Vayishmelo Melech Asher, vayal Melech Asher al Damesek, vayispeseyu, vayagleo kiro, vesritzin hemis. Damascus is the capital of Asher, the capital of Aram. So Asher went to Aram. He captured Damascus and he killed Ritzin Melech Aram, the king he killed. So once he killed the king, so probably there's not going to be any more trouble for Klal Yisrael. So what did Achaz do? He had to go thank him. So he went, Likra, Siglas, Pelas, Malachash, Damasek. He went to Damasek. Now he's in Damasek. Vayaris HaMizbeach Asher B'Damasek. And he sees the Mizbeach in Damasek. Now this was not a Mizbeach to Hashem. This was a Mizbeach to Avodah Zarah. But he loved this Mizbeach. So what did he do? Vayishlach HaMelech Achaz El Uriah HaKayin. So he sends a message back to his Kayin in Yerushalayim, Uriah. Estimus HaMizbeach V'Tavnis L'Chol Maseh. He sends him a picture. And he wants a copy of this Mizbeach made in the Beis HaMikdash. Such a nice Mizbeach here, in Damasek, Avodah Zarah. Here's what it looks like, here's the specifications, make me a new one. Vayiven Uriah HaKayin Ez HaMizbeach Kichol Asher Sholach HaMelech Achaz Midamasek Kainosu Uriah HaKayin Adboya Melech Achaz Midamasek. By the time Achaz came back from Damasek, the Mizbeach was built. So he came from Damasek, Vayar HaMelech Ez HaMizbeach, Vayikrav HaMelech Al Mizbeach, Vayalolov, he went up on it, Vayakdos Alosev Ez Minchosa, Vayasek Ez Nitzka, he brought karbonis, he poured wine, Vayizrak Ez Damash Shlomim HaShalei Al Mizbeach, he brought karbanas on the Mizbeach. So he now decided that this is going to be the Mizbeach for Hashem. And as we will see, I guess on Wednesday, not only is he going to decide this is the Mizbeach of Hashem, he's going to move away the whole Mizbeach. He's going to start dismantling the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to do such damage to the Beis HaMikdash like never was done before. And we will see that next time.